Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie Emeritzer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Police have joined an investigation into five suspected cases of rat poisoning cases in the Logan area. The five patients, including one child, were hospitalised last week with symptoms caused by bronificon, a common rat poison. Logan's Chief Health Officer, Catherine McDougall, said a coincidence is unlikely as all patients showed the same toxins in their blood. All five of the patients have since recovered and returned home with no new identified patients so far. Police and health officials are now tracing food sources and testing household items to identify how the poisoning occurred.
The Queensland government has signed an agreement with Indigenous mayors to see cabinet ministers meet with Queensland 17 First Nations Council once every year. The Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships described the agreement as a practical way for people in very remote areas to have direct consultation with government. Alf Lacey, Palm Island Aboriginal Shire Council Mayor, told the ABC the accurate quote gives us an opportunity to have a seat at the table, end quote. The LNP government and Qatar Australian Party has continually denied any likeness of the accurate to the voice to Parliament.
In national news, the Australian Capital Territory has introduced a bill which would place restrictions on alcohol deliveries to homes in Canberra. The Liquor Amendment Bill, which was presented in the ACT Legislative Assembly yesterday, would restrict deliveries between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. daily. The bill would also cap how much alcohol could be ordered and enforce a 2-hour safety pause between placing an order and its arrival. If passed, there will be an 18-month delay on enforcing some of the requirements to allow businesses time to be compliant. The bill follows a 2024 review into preventing violence against women, which recommended greater regulation of gambling and alcohol industries.
Remote communities in West Australia's East Pilbara are being isolated due to road damage. The roads are deeply corrugated due to the damage from cyclones and floods and are restricting people from essential services. Martu Elder Bruce Booth described the road as dangerous and a killer for us, stating that it makes it difficult to attend cultural festivals and see loved ones. There are also concerns the road are cutting access to medical services, with people having to fly to nearby Port Hedland, prolonging wait times by weeks. The state government offered $5 million to fix the damaged roads in September, but local authorities state the real cost is in the hundreds of millions.
In international news, the Sunday Louvre heist has resulted in approximately 90 million euros of losses after priceless jewellery was stolen in broad daylight. While police continue to search for the criminal gang behind the robbery, the Paris prosecutor, Lourbecu, reported the estimated losses to the broadcaster RTL. Lawrence Descartes, the museum's president and director, is expected to answer questions from the Parliament's Culture Committee, such as the speed of the heist, the quality of the display cases, and the lack of a rapid response unit. A specialised unit has been appointed by Paris prosecutors to investigate the robbery.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy but will clear up as the morning goes on. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in a very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.